We are in Simin Tov Yud. We're up to Siv Beis. We'll be doing that as well as Simin Tov Yud Aleph. Siv Beis Zeh Shamarnu Shakona Shvisa Berichuk Mokom Shiyachzik Baderech. That we said that if someone started out to go ahead and be Ma'ariv Baraglav, that means to show up at a certain place so he can be Kona Shvisa there, but he never made it there, he got stuck on the way. That halacha, Lo Shiyetze V'yelech Basoda. It doesn't mean that he was already out on the way in the fields. El afilu yorid min aliyah lelech lo samakam. He came down from the second floor. V'kodem shiyotzu mipesach hachotzer hechziro chavero. He came down from the second floor to the first. He didn't even get out of the chotzer, and his friend stopped him. Hareze hechzik v'kodesh shvisa. The halachi is that we consider that as a kinyan shvisa. V'chol hakonesh shvisa berichuk makam ein sorach lomer shvivasim makam ploni. He doesn't have to say shvisasim makam ploni. Since he made his mind up, and he started going at all, certainly somebody who actually got there doesn't have to say anything. Now the Mishtavur brings down that let's say you have somebody that just started out in order to go someplace, the case that seemingly the Mechaber is talking about, and all he did is walk down from the attic and he never said anything, that doesn't work. It's only in a case where somebody's got two homes and the shaila is which one is the one that's going to be kind of shvisa in. There we say that if he left one almanas to get to the other, even though he never really got there, his machshava is good enough. But to go ahead and be kovei a place that's not really his yet, only be machshava, that doesn't work without dibur. Siv Gimel. Anshei ha'ir shesholchu echad mehem loholech lehem eruvam lamakam yadua. The people of the city that got together and they said to one person that he should go and put the eruv for them. Ve'echzik baderech, and he started going. Ve'ziru chaver v'loholech eruvim. What happened? His friend stopped him and he never got there. Heim lo konu shvisa bo samakam. They are not konu shvisa there. Shvelo hunach sham eruvam. Because their Erev wasn't put there. Meaning, when they make a shliach to put an Erev for them, it only becomes their makam of kinyan shvisa when the Erev is placed there. His machshava to end up there doesn't work for them. Personally, he is kona shvisa there, even though he never got there, because he started out. Now, the Mishtabrura before actually brought down the Rambam Shita that the only time that we consider it that you're kona shvisa because you're on the way there is if you went to be when you meant to be ma'ariv beregel. What happens if you meant to be ma'ariv with food? So he says that until you get there, the fact that you have machshava to be there, you're not kona shvisa. See, if you go with the Rambam Shita, then the second half of the Mechaber's halacha wouldn't be so. That he says that the person himself was kona shvisa, we're not going to say that, because he wanted to mamish make an eruv, not baragla, but with food. And since he didn't get there, it doesn't work. Simin Tov Yud Aleph. Mi shoya b'mizrach beso. What happens if someone was to the east of his house? Basada, out in the field. V'yomer l'shlucho l'arav lo b'mariv. And he tells his shliach, you know, go make an eruv for me on the other side, on the west side of my house. Im nosan ha'eruv meholo l'beso. Binyun shurochik mimeno yoso me'alpayim. U'beso korav lo b'tocha alpayim ha'eruv. Eino klum. What happens if he puts it within 2,000 amis of the house, but not within 2,000 amis of where the person actually is? So the halacha is it doesn't work. That's called hu ve'eruvo are not in the same place. V'nishalo shvises beso. What is he left with? His mokum is his house, and he gets the regular halachas of shvisa from the house. Now the Mishnah Brura says that halacha that he gets his house over here is different than a halacha where somebody tried to make an Erev and it didn't work, where we normally say that he has no makom. He wasn't kona shvisa anywhere, and Mamela, all he's got is 2,000 namas. He doesn't have 2,000 namas, all he's got is his makom. Here it's different, because since he's got a bias, we say that he's kona shvisa in the makom and the bias until he gets a different one. If he didn't get the other one, then his bias wins. Nas ne'er binyan shulob, yeah. So the case of the Mechaber was, even though your house was between was on the way to the Alpayim, so halacha is, Nas ne'er binyan shulob beso betoch Alpayim, if he did it in a way, not beso, that he is betoch Alpayim, if he did it within 2,000 ames, afal pi, shagam beso, if you wanted to be, if the person went and make an error for you, toch alpayim, so that becomes your makam shvisa, even though you have a house, we don't say that you get your makam error by the house. Now, there's a daya that says that whenever you make a shliach to make an error for you, and it doesn't work, that you end up with your previous makom shvisa. The reason being that if you make a shliach, we have a klal that you can always say l'tikuni shidartech. I made you a shliach to do things for me that I want. Lav sosi, whereas against me for that, I'm not making you a shliach. So here also, since the shliach didn't work because he was more than 2,000 amos away from him, the halacha is that there is no shlichus and he's left with his house. So even though in a case where you made a bad Erev, we say that you're not kona shvisa anywhere, in the case of a shliach, he will not uproot you from your makam unless his actually takes effect.